We're going to meet a police officer who's worked on LA's Skid Row for 17 years. He's pushed through a lot of changes in how policing is done there, and lately he's been sounding the alarm about a worsening mental health crisis on the street. NPR's Kirk Sigler walked the beat with him and brings us this story.
LAPD officer Dion Joseph patrols one of the toughest places in America.
2,500 parolees, about 2,500 people on probation for violent crimes or narcotics crimes. Hey, how you doing? Registered sex offenders, which can any range from 500 to 700 individuals, concentrated in here because there's no services anywhere else.
Skid Row, a 50-block concentration of drug dealers, gangs, the chronically homeless, and the shelters and clinics that serve them. And you heard Joseph just then stop quickly to say hi to someone. This happens all the time as he walks his beat up and down San Pedro Street.
I've been here so long that it's like they're like family. I spend more time with these folks than my own family and that.
Everyone on these battered sidewalks knows him, too. He's been here for 17 years.
Oh, Miss Price, how you doing?
This woman is hunched over on the curb. She's frail, too weak to stand up. She can't weigh more than 70 pounds.
Can I come see you in a couple hours? I want to help you out with something. Do you have housing?
Uh-huh.
Do you have housing?
I need housing. Well, I need recuperative care right now.
Okay, let me come see you in a couple hours. I don't want to... Wow, she looks bad.
When you see Dion Joseph in this police uniform, and he's a black policeman, and he's all muscles and big, but that's not what you get.
This is Marcus Butler. He's the security director at the Midnight Mission, one of the largest Skid Row shelters.
You get a person that cares, that asks, you know, what he can do to help.
He says Joseph is that rare cop here who's earned deep trust and respect within the neighborhood. This is a big deal. People here say Skid Row's mentally ill population has swelled to near historic highs. It's estimated that at least a third, maybe higher, of the 3,500 people living on the street have a mental illness or are disabled. Make no mistake, the scope of the problem is huge.
I discharged parole, right?
Okay.
I get off probation
right.
In September.
Oh, good for you.
I'm a good though.
Okay.
Because I'm led by the spirit of God.
But listen as Dion Joseph keeps his cool during a confrontation that would make many of us flinch.
Well, thank you, sir.
No, don't run away from the truth.
All right, don't!
Calm down. Calm down.
Don't run away from the truth.
We're not running away from the truth, but listen, sir.
No, no, you got to listen.
No.
Because it's not the message. It's not the messenger.
I hear you, sir. But listen.
Understand that we're going to say it.
At least every half block, Joseph encounters some sort of problem. It's truly remarkable to watch him see through all this hostility and aggression. It's not something he just learned overnight.
Yes, ma'am!
How you feeling?
I am a gun out here!
What?
He's always trying to beat me up!
I'm right here, ma'am.
Now it's this woman and her male companion heading toward us fast.
Shut up! It's an officer! He got authority. He got a patch.
I got
I'm
it.
Free
I got
one.
He thinks everybody with the respect.
Dion Joseph also knows this pair well. The woman is a paranoid schizophrenic. He says she's a target out here. And unless a cop knows her situation, she's going to get victimized by the gangs or drug dealers that rule these streets.
And even though she's not doing anything wrong, some of these predators out here will get tired of hearing her mouth and will hurt her, you know? It's okay, ma'am. I'm right here. You don't even have to worry about nothing, all right? I'm right here.
Joseph says an arrest should be a last resort.
You know, and I don't want to be your security guard. I want to be an agent for you. Let me show you. That's my personal goal.
It used to be hook and book is what the LAPD did here. There's so much crime concentrated into one small area. Cops saw little other choice. But Joseph got frustrated as he watched an endless parade of people being cuffed, thrown in jail, only to be released 72 hours later. They had nowhere to go, so they came right back here. It wasn't working. That's why Joseph started leading a push toward community policing.
You put some of these individuals in housing with care? Yeah. A safer environment? Yeah, they'll be a little more docile. They're clean? They're able to take a shower? Yeah. I believe they'll get better. I believe that's a better approach than what we're seeing now. Handcuff, take them to the hospital, they get kicked out. Handcuff, take them to the hospital, they get the boot.
And this is starting to gain some attention here and over at City Hall. This past summer, Joseph wrote an op-ed in the neighborhood paper criticizing local leaders for ignoring Skid Row, warning of the worsening mental health crisis here if there is an immediate action.
You know, do what you got to do. You've got to cite, you've got to warn. They got warrants, they go to jail.
At the LAPD's Central Division, officers clustered inside a weight room, getting their marching orders for the day. The commander here, John McMahon, tells me that it's rare to find a cop like Dion Joseph who's willing to stay on a beat this tough for so long, 17 years and counting.
He never gets tired. He's out there daily, but he's gotten so much experience with Skid Row. There's probably not a police officer in the United States that is more equipped or has got more experience dealing with the drug addicted, the homeless, and the mentally ill than Dion Joseph.
Dion Joseph says at times it all gets to be too much. It wears on him. But for him, all of this is personal. From an early age, he saw and helped society's most vulnerable. His parents took in over 40 foster kids. He helped raise his niece, who was born with severe brain damage.
I think it was just already put inside of us, you know, never to give up on people. You know, that there's always hope. You never say, oh, that guy's a parolee, there's no hope for him. Or that guy's a crack addict, there's no hope. I never say that. There's always hope. There's always hope.
Out on the streets of Skid Row, it's also clear that Joseph is trying to show a different side of the LAPD.
Hey, guys, how you doing? You look good, Bobby. Good Lord.
He grew up in South L.A., where mistrust of the cops still runs deep. Skid Row is no different.
You know, it wasn't my dream to be a law enforcement officer. Hey, Mary. At all. You know, I was like many African Americans. You know, we were indoctrinated to hate and fear the police. I came up in the Rodney King era. So everything I heard about the police was negative. Until I needed a job.
Today, he says that job is about a lot more than just patrolling these streets and keeping them safe. He says he's here to help and change things, and that's what keeps him going.
I know the same person who said, hi, Officer Joseph, have a blessed day, is going to go around, get in a tent, and smoke a crack pipe. I know that. I'm not stupid or naive. But I also know if I keep pushing, if they keep looking at me and saying, that guy has faith in me, maybe they can guide me to hope. And that's all I am. All I want to be. I want to be a beacon of light in this very, very dark place called Skid Row.
And Senior Lead Officer Dion Joseph says he'll stay working in this very dark place as long as it takes until it's cleaned up. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.